what to buy, get into the action. So this segment is going to cover what can you buy and flip? What can you buy and resell in order to make a profit? So this is one of my favorite topics because I have pretty much started from one small niche and I completely exploded into multiple different niches. I've sold the most random things you can think of, from, you know, simple things like furniture, cars, clothing, you know, household items, electronics, to complete things that I would have never thought of when I first started. Things like bowling balls, ventriloquist dolls, Halloween props, and I can't even name some of the, you know, more random things I've flipped before. But the fact of the matter is, in the flipping business, everything sells. Okay, and I keep saying this throughout the blueprint, throughout these videos and audio pieces, everything sells. So when you go into the flipping business knowing that everything sells, you're going to become much more successful and you're going to be able to confidently buy more items. You're going to be able to go into things basically making more money because you can buy something that were, you know, maybe before you might have a thought like, oh, why would I, you know, no one's going to buy this. It won't sell. Now that you know that everything sells, you would buy it and you get the idea. So as far as what to buy, now this goes hand in hand with a couple other things like developing the eye for the deal, basically knowing what to look for, and also knowing how to go through the four weapons of determining value. So you want to start going through the four weapons of determining value on every single item that you come across. That way you're getting more familiar with how much something is worth or what someone is willing to pay for something. That way it'll help you determine if it's a good buy for you. So let's go over a few different things as far as what to buy. This segment is going to be kind of scattered and all over the place. Just because that's how it is in the real world. There's not like, oh, 10 things, 10 categories that you should always, you know, you're going to be coming across the most random things. So I want you to basically train you to develop the foundational beliefs of knowing that everything will sell and, you can pretty much make money off of almost, any category. It doesn't really matter as long as you can buy it low and sell it high. So the first thing is appliances are fantastic for flipping, meaning there's a lot of money in appliances and there always will be because people will always be using them, buying them, selling them, looking to get rid of them. So that means if you can get yourself involved in this crazy traffic of all these appliances, you can really cash in on it. So appliances include washers, dryers, freezers, you know, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, ovens, and etc. And the thing is with appliances, right now, stainless steel is the most valuable or perceived most valuable thing right now. So if you can get stainless steel, then you're pretty much guaranteed. If you can buy low on some kind of stainless steel appliance, like a kitchen set, like a stainless steel kitchen set, then there's know that there's going to be money there, pretty much guaranteed, because people are in love with stainless steel appliances. Another thing to realize about appliances is that people are always moving. People, every single day, someone is moving, whether it's moving out of a house, moving into a house, moving out of an apartment, moving into a new apartment. It doesn't really matter. The point is there's leases that are expiring every day. You know, so many people are, you know, buying their first house and etc. So with that being said, people are upgrading the old to, people are upgrading to new appliances and they're getting rid of the old. Now, I'd say 4 out of 5 times whenever I would buy a, for example, stainless steel kitchen appliance set, so like a fridge, dryer, dishwasher, and stove, 4 out of 5 times it was because they were upgrading to an even newer version. And it's funny, now nothing sexist here, but just an observation, it's kind of funny. It's always the wife who wants to upgrade to a newer set, whereas the husband ends up posting it up for sale. Whenever I come over to the house to pick up the appliances, the husband is like, okay, yeah, I don't even know why she wants to upgrade. We already had stainless steel, but she just wants a newer one. So it's either that scenario. That's a very common scenario. Another common scenario is that maybe one part of the appliance set, maybe like the fridge or just the oven, is of a different brand, and the party wants all the same brand. So they want matching, you know, the same manufacturer. They don't want like a Kenmore fridge and like a Samsung stove or something, just as an example. So they're constantly upgrading. And a lot of times, if you think about it, imagine if you just moved into an awesome new house and you got these kind of old stainless steel appliances, but you're gonna completely upgrade to all new. So at that point, you're so excited about your new house and new appliances, you kind of just want to get rid of the old ones. You're not too crazy on how much, or like, you know, making sure that you get maximum dollar amount. So a lot of times what these people do is they post it for sale for low enough prices that get them to go really quick. So for example, they might post the whole kitchen appliance set for $600, and then you might be able to negotiate down to, let's say, $500, and then you go pick up this complete stainless steel kitchen appliance set with a truck, which I will talk about shortly here, but you go pick up all the stuff, and then you pay them $500, and you take it home, and you post the whole thing up and sell it, you know, a couple days later, because these go so fast, for $1,300. And you just made $800 just like that, just from picking them up and reselling them. So that's why I really like appliances, because I like things that are certain. I like things that I can basically have complete certainty in. And stainless steel appliances, or even like washers or dryers, I know two things about them. I know they will sell for high profits, and I know that people will always be buying them. So that's why I like to get into the appliance gig. A few more things are necessary in order to successfully be involved in that niche. One of them being having some sort of way to transport them. So like a pickup truck, and also having maybe someone help you unload it, and et cetera. Or even better, one time I saw a complete kitchen. It was a black kitchen appliance set. This guy wanted $100 for a whole kitchen appliance set. Now think about it. A fridge, a microwave, a dishwasher, and a stove for $100. I knew I had to jump on it. I drove there with my pickup truck. I loaded up the truck with everything. I took it home to my garage. I did not even bother taking them out. First of all, at that very moment, I didn't have help. Second of all, I did not want to take it inside my house because I already have appliances, and I didn't want to just have them taking up space. And next thing is so what I did was I simply reposted all of the appliances and offered free delivery. And I said, they're already in the truck. They're in the garage. We can test them out if you want. So I didn't even have to take them out and into my house or garage. I simply reposted it up for sale. So I picked them up. I took it home. I reposted it for sale, and it sold for $600 days later. So in that instance, it was awesome, because all I did for the most part was just, with the help of another guy, I you know, loaded it up, and then I drove it to my place, and then I sold it, and they actually unloaded it a couple days later. So all I did, I made $500 in profits just by, you know, picking them up. So appliances are a hot niche. Definitely be open if you can. You know, try. It's not a bad idea to get yourself involved in them. Obviously, you want to make sure they're functional beforehand. So maybe if you meet the party at their house and everything's still plugged in, you can just quickly test it out. Or a lot of times they move if they already upgraded their own appliance set, they move all the equipment into the garage. So you can just plug it in right then and there. And let's see. So with appliances, you want to, with the profit margins, you want to start experimenting with pricing. Because think about it. Ideas about value are only opinions. So just because one person posted their whole kitchen appliance set for $500 does not mean that you can pick up that same, you can post that same exact set for, you know, $1,300, $1,400 and successfully sell it. Both of them, I'm willing to bet both of them will sell. If you have the identical product, both sets, one for $500, one for $1,400, both of them will sell. So really experiment with the price. Don't cut yourself short and leave money on the table. Both will sell because, like I said, either way, the party who is buying the kitchen appliance set, they're going to need the appliances anyway. So price is not truly a factor. I mean, it is a factor, obviously, but the margins are wide enough for you to be flexible and make several more $100 than what you would have made, you know, from what you bought it for. So kitchen appliances is awesome. Another thing about appliances is that once you start selling more and more, you will start to notice that some of your target market are real estate investors and landlords. So, or like house flippers. So basically people who have properties, rental properties, and they're just looking to, you know, put a working appliance set in there. So if you develop relationships with these people, you're able to, you know, if you regularly buy and resell appliance sets, you might even have a relationship set up where you can sell just to them and have a profitable, you know, little business relationship going on. Also, another thing is focus on just being professional. You know, be friendly, be polite, but treat it like business. So try not to get emotionally attached to items. That's a big thing that can really take a hit on your business, is becoming emotionally attached to items. So, for example, quick example, with the black kitchen appliance set that I bought for $100, I could have easily kept those and got rid of my appliances. But it's like, I had to stop and ask myself, what am I truly in this for? For new appliances for myself? I mean, just simply, because I already have white appliances. So it's like, do I really need black appliances? I mean, it's more of a personal / emotional thing. So I could have easily done that, but I stay focused, you know, stay on track, know what you're in this for, and keep things rolling. So try not to get too emotionally attached to items.